tough do you think it's going to be going up against a team that's so well-balanced, they can run the ball and they can pass the ball so well?
I mean, that's our conference. That's our division. I mean, you look at Dallas, with their receiver core, with their running game. You look at Philly. Okay, that's something we've been going through. And you look at us our whole year, you know, I think we had one of the toughest schedules. So we've been doing that the whole year. San Fran, Green Bay. Just got to go out there and make sure, you know, we real, you know, well, you know, executed when it comes to, you know, going out there and delivering. And I think we'll be all right with them.
Deion, how much is there really a home field advantage? You played in what was virtually a playoff game last week against Dallas. I don't know how much of an impact you felt the fans had, but how much of an impact can they have?
That was huge. It was huge. I mean, it was a different type of energy. You know, you would really think that was the first playoff game, the way the fans was up from the time we ran out the tunnel to the time the game was over with the white towels and everything. So it was huge. It affected them as far as them trying to adjust and change plays and they caters and everything. Yeah, so I have to say it was real huge, and, you know, that's what you wish for. Home field advantage is always a big thing.
And then with Roddy White, he's one of the big play receivers in this league. What is similar to the other big play receivers about him, and what makes him different?
What makes him different? You know, a lot of receivers don't have his height. You know, his height, and he's a strong receiver also. You know, I know him personally. He's a strong receiver. He have good height, and, you know, when he get that ball in his hand, he's trying to make something happen. He's not just trying to catch the ball and go down or go out of bounds. So I have to say, you know, with the physicalness that he have and him able to get downfield and run by guys, you know, really sums him up into a complete receiver.
Deion, right after the Redskins game, you guys, I guess, would hit bottom. You certainly bounced back the last two games. Tom Coughlin said that he thinks he surprised you guys by not screaming at you the next morning. He kept everything positive because he knew that's what this team needed. Why did that team need that at this time? And what do you think of the way he just sometimes finds the right buttons to push? He seems to always find the right buttons to push.
That's why I've been coaching that long. I guess he can answer that for you better as far as why he thought the team needed it. I can't really answer that part for you, but, you know, I guess him doing it, I guess, you know, it was a good look. At the end of the day, I think I did an interview a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, all that yelling sometimes, you're dealing with grown professionals. You know, guys don't understand, you know, what you have at stake. They're not going to get it by somebody raising their voice at them. So I have to say, you know, that approach definitely worked. Because it got guys back focused, and ever since then, you know, we've been playing good ball.
You weren't here, obviously, in 2007, so you haven't seen him during a playoff run, but from the time you've been here, has it always seemed like somehow he knows what to do, he knows the button to push with you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely, but he don't really have to push no buttons. You know, you have to push button with the guys when people doing stuff wrong. So I don't think that's a good term for it. But he know what to say as far as the guys that's not self-motivated to get them motivated.